Fairfield Hall, written by Margaret Dickinson, read by Anne Dover. Prologue, Lincolnshire, 10th of March, 2013. Tiffany parked the car at the side of the road and climbed the gentle slope of hill towards the grand house at the top. She dared not bring her little car any further, for the day was bleak, the road slippery, and she feared losing control of the vehicle. Beatrice wasn't good on icy roads, never mind any kind of hill. As the ground flattened out, she paused to catch her breath and look around her. To the west lay the Wolds, undulating gently and covered in a frost that had not melted since morning. Directly below, Fairfield Village nestled in a shallow vale. The light was fading, even though it was still early afternoon, and already lights flickered in several of the windows of the cottages lining the one main street. Beyond the village, she could see farms dotted on the hillsides. At one end of the village street stood the church with the vicarage beside it. She could close her eyes and imagine herself back in time. Tiffany doubted that the scene had changed much in the last 100 years, except, of course, for the cars parked on either side of the road, a necessity when the nearest market town was 5 miles away, and there was now only one village shop that sold everything, instead of the butcher, the grocer, and so on, who would all once have been able to make a living even in this small community. Now the villagers would head into the nearest town, Thorpe St. Michael, to the supermarket for their weekly shopping, using the local village store only for emergencies. Even the smithy cum wheelwrights that had once been the heartbeat of a rural community would be long gone, unless, of course, the blacksmith's business had survived by making bespoke fancy wrought ironwork. She turned to look up again at the house standing sentinel over the village, and resumed her walk, shivering a little. March opening times, she'd read in a leaflet about Fairfield Hall, were Sundays and Wednesdays, and today, Mother's Day, it seemed fitting that she should visit. She was breathing hard by the time she'd walked along the curving driveway, lined with lime trees in their winter nakedness, though she knew they'd be a lovely sight in summer. She paused a moment before passing beneath an archway into a courtyard. In front of her were stables, and to her left, 3 coach houses. Completing the square were other buildings, which, once she guessed, might have housed the laundry and workshops. In the centre of the courtyard was a magnificent beech tree, and, to her right, she could see the side entrance to the house. Nearing it, she saw the notice, "Please use the front entrance." Passing through a small gate, she wandered round the corner of the house and climbed the steps. The impressive 3-storey square house, with its front door positioned centrally, faced to the west, with 6 windows on the ground floor and 7 on the upper storeys. Closer now, she could see that there was also a basement partly below ground level. Attached on the northern side was a lower building, only 2 storeys high. The smooth lawn in the front of the house sloped down towards the village. To the side, she could see more gardens and guessed that behind the house there was perhaps a kitchen plot that would have grown produce to help feed the household. Beyond the grounds belonging to the house were cultivated fields where in summer there would be ripening corn bordered with bright-headed poppies. She waited for what seemed an age before the door was opened slowly by an elderly man, dressed strangely, she thought, in a morning suit. He looked like a butler stepping out of the pages of a history book. But his wrinkled face beamed, and his old eyes twinkled.
"Good afternoon, miss. How nice to see a visitor. Please come in."
Tiffany stepped into the hall and wiped her feet on the square of thick matting. "I expect you don't get many in the winter, and especially on a day like this." The old man chuckled.
"Not many, miss. No."
To one side of the hall, a log fire burned in a pretty fireplace lined with